Hello, welcome to Candidly.
Welcome
to the podcast where we candidly navigate life's toughest moments and topics. This is Kelly.
Oh, this is Kayfler. I feel like this is a really good time for us to like walk through some of the tough shit that we're dealing with these days. Because everyone that I talked to was like, oh, Kelly's after it. Did you guys hear that?
Just kidding. It's a kombucha.
No worries. Early today.
Don't get too excited. But yeah, literally, we need to talk.
I feel like shit right now.
Yeah, this is the talk shit episode. Anyway, before we jump into it, I just want to say, like, it was so incredibly amazing to go to Crystal Crane Hot Springs and see all my favorite people. And yeah, just feel like it was a really good filling of my cup. So I appreciate you inviting me and letting me bogart your little romantic vacay with
Michelle. Yeah. Kayf has been our like bunkmate for the last two weekends and it's been great. We've been able to hang out and just chat and catch up on things. But yeah, obviously she's always welcome to squish hangs, but it was Alexis and Riley's birthday. So we've gone to Crystal Crane for Alexis's birthday for the past 5 years. And then just the last two, we've been friends with Riley, and so her birthday is just a few days before Lex's. So it just worked out that it's like a double friend birthday weekend. And it's double so fun.
It was great.
Yeah. And it's such a cool spot because it literally is like the middle of fucking nowhere, but it doesn't really feel like it when you're at the resort. Like, I mean, there's not a whole lot going on, yeah, but like really. It's fun and it's cute and the like
there's a
springs
lot
are great.
At the resort.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Totally.
The hot springs were like hands down one of the top, if not the best hot springs I think I've been to. But then they also had at our camp, they had like constructed two different carport things. So there was just like this massive little lounge spot with really good music and they had a bunch of food. So yeah, it was
how
really
we
cool
do.
To just like see everybody. And yeah, Squish does not mess around when it comes to the camping game. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, we are good at throwing a party.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah, thank you for coming. That was awesome.
Yeah.
It was, well, speaking of talking shit, it was cut short because I don't know if you all know, but I live with Mateo now. And so you all as in the listeners, I live with Mateo. And so,
wait, what?
I know. So my house is being rented and, I call it the frat house because there's three boys that are living in it. And, if that doesn't tell you enough right there, but, I thought they were a little responsible, but anyways, they call us on, no, text, even worse, text on Friday night and say that the carpet is squishy. And I'm like, the fuck does that mean? Are you kidding me right now? And the one that texted, I thought was the most responsible and, yeah. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, if he says the carpet is squishy, like, cause I was thinking at first, like, I guess wishful thinking like, oh, maybe someone just like cleaned the carpets or something. I don't know. Like that's why it would be wet, you know? yeah, fucking right. But anyways, so yeah, there was actually a leak and, the like hose bib had cracked. And so we like Matt was like pretty certain like how it happened and what happened and where it happened and everything. And so he was pretty positive that it wasn't like active and it wasn't like blowing water everywhere. And so we didn't leave Friday night. We ended up leaving on Saturday morning to come back to Bend. And then I was on the phone basically the entire drive back from Burns with like plumbers and trying to find rental equipment for like fans and dehumidifiers and la, 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 la. And so we had a plumber meet us at the house and we got there. We had rented fans and dehumidifier and stuff for $1 billion a day and ripped up all the carpet. Matt is such a superhero and he just instantly went to work. And so we did have to say goodbye to Kayf at that time. But Matt just like went into the house and pulled out all the insulation and pulled up all the carpet. And we just got the fans in there as soon as we possibly could. And it's looking really good right now. There's just like one area of the house that's still like a little bit higher than it should, but everything else is back down to normal, like saturation levels of water. So yeah, we're just like waiting, but I did return all the fans today. I did not go to work today. That's how much like shit we have going on right now. And then one of our tenants moved out on Monday. And so just trying to get it ready for the next tenant. So yeah, we just are like buried and feeling like we can't cancel plans that we have this weekend. I'm sure we could. It just like feels really hard because we haven't seen those friends in a really long time. So yeah, we're just trying to do it all. And it's feeling really heavy right now. But also, I mean, I guess this is like gonna kind of be my grievance in itself, but like, how do people just do stuff like that? Like, I would never as a renter, you know what I mean? Like, I am just, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't talk shit on this podcast.
What do you mean?
I don't know who listens, but just like in terms of texting your landlords on a Friday night saying the floor is squishy without doing any investigating, or just like the fact that they left the hose on like forever for extended period of time. When you live in Bend, Oregon, where things freeze, it's just like the lack of awareness or lack of life experience, I guess, that's really just mind blowing to me. And yeah, having to deal with the aftermath of that. And like, it's hard because I've just like bleeding money at this point. Like, I'm just spending money, spending money, spending money, but like, I can't charge them for it. Like, it's a mistake, but like, being a homeowner is fucking awful. I was talking to my mom on the phone today about it. And yeah.
The joys of being a homeowner. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
That's I know, though.
Like, wait. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, don't you have like a bunch of terrible homeowner stories as well? I mean, mostly just like home renovation situations, but.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't really help that we bought this like 1960s house that didn't have a whole lot of updated stuff to it. So like there was a lot of electrical stuff that we had to do. I had to like redo a bathroom because there was a leak. So it helped in our like negotiating when we closed the house. But yeah, I mean, being a homeowner is no joke when it comes to these types of repairs. And then if you're a landlord on top of that, like, do you charge a premium so that you can like cover some of these costs? But then you don't really know, because this didn't, like, this was something that they had deliberately left the hose on. It froze, the bib broke, and then it started leaking into your house. Like, how long had it been leaking for? We don't know. Yeah, I know, it's really tough. And like, the sucky thing is that if you like, you're trying to get somebody into the house as quickly as possible so that you can start, like, you know, not having to cover that part of the mortgage. But do you trust these people? Do you know them? They're obviously all individuals, right? They're not like a family where they would, you would hope that like a family would have a little bit more wherewithal when it comes to like maintaining a house or a home. But I don't know. I mean, this is just one of those things about life that like you can't plan for. And yet when they happen, you're, this is okay. I'm kind of a crazy like OCD person. I probably need to go get like clinically diagnosed, but this is why my brain goes to like the nth degree, right? Like I come across some kind of adversity or some hypothetical scenario and I'm like, shit, I need to think through all of the 12,000 things that could be the worst case scenario and have a plan for them. And then I start working my way back to like reasonable expectations and how to like, you know, be a little prepared for it. But 9 times out of 10, I'm not prepared for it because I'm spending all the time thinking about the worst case scenario. And it's just this like very cyclical, bad, anxiety inducing. It's a chokehold sometimes. Like it's really, it's hard. I'm so sorry that this is happening to you.
It's okay. Matt's
there. Like,
yeah.
Having somebody help you and like know kind of what they're doing, or at least hold your hand and tell you that it's going to be okay. Like that's such a, it's a game changer. It can be.
Yeah.
It's not like you're doing this by yourself.
Very thankful for him. I would not be alive if it weren't for him because I'm just crying all the time. But, I was going to say, sorry, if you hear like some drilling, Mateo is currently making me a, like plant shelf. So I thought that he wasn't going to be drilling right now, but I'm sorry if you can hear that weird sound in the background. He's very far away and it still seems really loud in my headphones. So, but anyways, I was going to say, reading this book this morning. Thankfully I did get to sleep in this morning. Otherwise I'd probably be very unwell right now, but, And it's only Tuesday. So that's the other thing where I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, if I could take off this whole week, I would feel so much better, you know, about like,
yeah,
just getting back to square one, like where we, because I literally, Kate, I mean, you would know, I literally just did the dishes in the sink from the RV. Like, that's how busy we've been. Like, that's gross. Because it hasn't been like top like of mind.
Saturday?
From Friday, basically.
Oh, God.
I know, okay. Which is foul. But, like, we had, like, I just cleaned the whole RV and got it all packed and ready again for this weekend. And,
yeah,
it's just, like, thing after thing after thing. But anyways, so I was reading this book this morning, and in the book it was saying, like, she was talking specifically about just, like, how life feels overwhelming sometimes and whatever. Anyways, but her thing was – is that if it wasn't this, it would be something else. And
that's true.
I did have to like take that to heart because, yeah, I was just like, dang, like, I don't know. Like, obviously, I have a lot of other burdens that I are not necessarily everyone's situation, like because I'm a homeowner and everything. But yeah, if it wasn't this, I would be stressing about something else. Like, I guess since this is taking over my brain power, I haven't been thinking about work and kind of to your point of like, life is just overwhelming. And I just go to like the nth degree of like how terrible it could be. And so, yeah, then I really do get brought back to earth when I'm like, okay, I can only like literally put one foot in front of the other. And like today was that day where I literally feel like I didn't do anything. Matt did tell me that I did do a lot of things, but which made me feel better. But I was like, I took off this whole day of work and I literally spent like 90% of my day at my house. And I feel like I didn't do anything. Like, I don't know. And so I'm just frustrated because, yeah, like this house still also has to like function. Like, we haven't done laundry. Like, we haven't like cooked a meal in the house. Like, since we've been home, you know, it's just like stuff like that where it's like, oh my God, we can't even like make food for ourselves. We have like no time. And so again, I'm just going to get on my soapbox about not working from home because it's so fucking annoying. Not saying that that would change everything, but it would just be like so nice to be able to do little things in between like laundry or, you know, this, that, or the other. So anyways, it's been quite the day. Sorry, this is just like a bitch fest, but first of all, I just want to say that how could people? And then I'm like, not surprised at all. You know what I mean? Just like.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, I'm shocked in the moment. I'm obviously like really annoyed, but I'm not surprised. And I guess like that makes me even more annoyed because I knew walking into this scenario, like that is likely XYZ likely would have happened. And now that it's happened, I'm like, great. What's the next step? How do I get through this? Mm-hmm. I will say though, out of all the things in my life, I'm very blessed. Like, I am healthy. I have my family. I am not like so far off the deep end, but I have built up like a level of resiliency to figure out all the various scenarios and like random situations that I've been on in my life. So every time we come through some kind of adverse situation or like troubling time, I want to just focus on it making me a better person because like I'm always going to be a panicker. Like, I'm going to have anxiety until I probably die of a heart attack. Like, that's, I can probably foresee that in my future, which is kind of sad. But I do know that like no matter what happens, at least I take a step back, I breathe through it. It's going to work out. Like, resiliency, patience, and like having some faith in the fact that I am not like such a tragic human being, that has been a little bit of a silver lining, I guess I would say. So, because there is a lot of stuff going on right now. Like, we're in our mid-30s. We've got career stuff. We've got relationships. We've got housing. We've got medical things. We've got just like one after the other. I feel like we can't catch a goddamn break. But then, is this a unique experience just for us and the millennials, or is this something that like people generally go through in their 30s and then 40s tend to be like a little bit more calmer because, you know, you went through all the shenanigans. I can hear that.
You have to hear that one.
Yeah.
Right. That's okay. What I'm trying to figure out now is like, yeah, okay, so we're running through this roadblock, but like, yeah, what is going to be next or what could be the alternative? Like, I'm glad it's not something else, you know, so. Anyways, yeah, trying to just be thankful until it's said
something else, right?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, and God. Can we just, like, make this one episode all about being grieved? Like, being grateful is just taxing on my emotional heart right now.
Yeah.
To, like, a little bit. Like, it's hard to feel grateful.
What other things do you moment. Have any – do you have a list of grievances that you can pull from for this episode?
Girl, let's go.
Yeah. Let's hear it.
Well, I would say shoot, here, what can I start with? I'm grieved that I did a bunch of yard work this last weekend and I have like 18,000 bug bites on my arm. Mm. So I'm just like annoyed at bugs and I'm annoyed at pollinators and I'm annoyed at my freaking yard and all the stuff. I'm annoyed. My husband is having like a big, I don't know, question mark in his career. We don't know if we're going to like keep this house, if we really like Portland or if we don't like Portland, where we're going to go. So I'm kind of like grieved with this angst in my current situation where like I don't know what the next step is. And I won't know that until like maybe a month or two in the future, which is just really frustrating.
Yeah.
I'm grieved that the woman at the store when I was going to get a bottle of wine because it was one of those weekends and she cut me in front of the line and I'm like, dude, I only have three items. Literally, she cut me. She was like 80 years old at Safeway and she just like had to like go right in front of me and I'm like, oh my God. Of course I didn't say anything because like I look tragic. I'm like sweaty and disgusting in my flannel because I just like finished yard work. So I was like already annoyed and I knew I was going to blow up on her and she's only like 80 and 5 foot nothing. So I just want to like let her have a moment, but damn, that really got me. I had like hot Cheetos. I had a bottle of wine and like my sweet tarts. And I was like, I have three items and you have a whole basket full. Like you can clearly see me walking towards the like checkout.
Yeah.
Ugh. Anyway.
Fuck that noise.
Winco. Winco's got some. Or no, I was at Safeway. Safeway has some pretty interesting individuals. What else?
Yeah.
I'm with you. My phone case needs to be replaced. So I'm just annoyed that like the phone is going to be something I have to pay $1 million for. Ugh, yeah. Everything is so expensive these days.
Are you getting a new phone?
I feel like go on and on.
You have like a 12 or something. Don't
I don't think so. Yeah, I think it's a 15 and they just came out 15. With a 17. So if I can keep it for another 2 years, I feel like I'll probably be fine. Mm-hmm. But it's annoying. I don't want to have to pay $1,000 for a new phone every 5 freaking years. Like just make one that lasts long, you know?
Yeah, totally. No, it's real.
Anyway.
I'm with you on
what
that.
What else can I be grieved at? Oh, my new mascara that I bought from Ulta last week is like clumpy. It's all hell. Oh, like this. What the hell? So.
Yeah, that's been like. Well. That's really annoying. Also, you know, though, like mascara is like my top thing where I like, if you find a good one, you do not veer from it because good mascara is few and far between. Like they are not all made the same 100%.
No, they're not. I would normally just get the L'Oreal, but I could not find the L'Oreal in any stores. Like they don't even sell it at Ulta.
I don't even know which
and
one
they
you
stopped
use
selling
anymore.
It at like.
I don't know what L'Oreal is.
It's like
even.
A gray. It's the L'Oreal. It's the gray thing from L'Oreal, but they don't.
The only mascara that I know that works that's not like the one that I currently use is like the green and pink one. That's like the only – that's like the mascara I will die on. That's like an OG double – like, yeah. Double,
like the $8 – like the CoverGirl one?
Is it CoverGirl? I can't even remember the brand.
I don't know.
Yeah, you could be right.
I do remember wearing a lot of that in college and in like high school.
And they have like a blue one and a brown one. I don't know what you're saying. Totally. You keep just saying L'Oreal.
Anyway, because I'm not shopping at Walmart, I'm not shopping at Target or any of these dumb stores. I had to obviously go to Ulta, and then I bought the Ulta brand, and it sucks. Like, hardcore sucks. I'm very disappointed in the Ulta brand.
Oh, my gosh.
I can hear him in the background.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, everyone.
Anyway,
what happened.
Give me all of your grievances. Just, like, lay it on me.
Yeah. Well, okay, I will say just being a homeowner, number one, because I kind of went into that. But, like, yeah, bad tenants. Matt and I were talking about it on the way here because we just were at my house again for the third time today. Yeah, it's just, like, I wish I could Venmo request them for my time because literally today I could only Venmo request them for, like, the things that were broken and things like that. But just, like, I was there all day. I took a whole day off of work. Like, I need to – It's just like that kind of stuff, you know. It was just like, I guess it comes with the territory, but like, Multiple things were broken. Well, okay, the flooding is a whole separate situation than this other situation that's happening, but I'm not going to talk about it on the pod because I don't want to bring light to it. But yeah, so we're dealing with that also. So it's not just the flooding situation. Like, that is the worst case scenario probably.
Oh, Lord.
But just like, yeah, the fact that we're switching tenants over and just the state of my house. And I was very upset on Monday. And so... Yeah. Mm. Anyway, it is what it is. So yeah, we're just like looking for really good tenants, and hopefully we can start over with like the new tenants that we're getting in tomorrow and whatever. So yeah, but then it's also just like, how long do I keep my house for? Like, ugh, I don't even know. Like, it's gaining equity, but like, is it? I don't know. So yeah, homeownership just in general is pretty terrible. Then I also have a grievance about driving, but you know, we always have grievances about driving. This freaking, you know what people, when you're at a stoplight and the light turns green and then no one moves, that drives me
lay on your horn.
Actually insane. I'm like, what? It's been, I know I'm maybe like three cars back, but like, it's been well, like a minute and no one, like people are moving, but like they're going so slow. You're just like, the light has been green for a very long time. Like, you should already be through the light. Like, why is everyone taking this at a snail's pace? That's why not everyone gets through the freaking light. That pisses me off. Like, it makes me so angry. Not to mention also just like, this is, sounds horrible, but just like when pedestrians are dumb, because like you're holding up all of traffic. You know what I mean? Like, there was today, there was like this car and they were already driving so, so slow in front of me. And like, the road by between my house and Mateo's house is like 25 miles an hour, which whatever, it is annoying. But I do think it's important because so many people live through here, but whatever. But so this car is going 25 miles an hour, which drives me crazy, even though it is a 25 mile an hour zone. But I always drive like 33 because that's what normal person does. You know
Who
what I mean?
25 an hour.
I know. And so they're already driving literally the speed limit. And then a pedestrian comes and, you know, they're just like doing the like, and like they need a cross, but like the car, and so the car like stops and like slows down, and the pedestrian's still like,
oh my trying, God.
Yeah. Like going back and forth, like, and I'm like, just fucking run across the street. I like, I was getting so angry. I was just honking my horn because I was like, excuse me, someone has to freaking go. Either the pedestrian go or the car go. Like, I don't give a shit. Just someone go. Like, why is this happening? Like, everyone's already chicken. Yeah. And like, you're already moving at a glacial pace. Like, I want to murder you all. And then at Costco, okay, I went to Costco today because, you know, just add it to the list. But why was all of Costco? Why was all of Bend at Costco today at like noon? I'm like, excuse me, does no one have a fucking job? What is happening? Why is there so many people there? Monday, there's like lines everywhere, right? Isn't that confusing?
That's weird.
It pissed me off. I like for sure thought I was like, I'm going to go in, I'm going to get my prescription really fast, and then I'm going to run around and do get a bunch of stuff and then be out. Oh my God. It was like a whole ordeal. I was like, wow, I regret this decision like very, very much. Also, not to mention the next thing is that I had to buy two new toilet seats today. This is a whole other subject for my house. And okay. Putting a toilet seat on, I feel very like handy for a girl. I will say caveat, little star, little asterisk for a girl. I'm very handy.
Don't do that to yourself. Come on now. Girls can be very handy.
They can, but I don't pride myself in being handy. Because I don't care. Like, it doesn't bother me. Like, I think that boys should do that stuff, but whatever. That is like one of my like gender norm things that I will like die behind. Whereas like, I like cooking sometimes. There definitely needs to be times when the boys cook, but I like cooking more than I like fixing shit. So like, those are where our gender norms like fall in. Anyways, so I'm a very handy girl, but it took me 30 minutes to freaking figure out how to put this toilet seat on because they made it like a universal one. I had to explain it to me because I was going to cry. Yeah, they made it like a universal one so that it fits any toilet. And so you had to like cut off this part of the freaking bolt. Who? What? It didn't say that in the instructions. You're supposed to just know that magically. Like, you're supposed to just know that this is like going to fit every toilet. And so you just have to like make it fit for your toilet. No, I'm like trying to freaking, I'm like, why is this not going on? Because it doesn't fucking fit because you have to cut it down. Anyways, I almost took someone out.
I actually ever replaced. Oh, shit. Okay.
I mean, it was just one of those situations where I was like. You're
ready to throw blows?
Yeah. Where same. I was like, this is my time. And this is where I'm using my time today. And this is not an efficient use of my time because someone can't fucking write on the instructions that it's for a universal toilet or whatever the shit. So anyways, yeah, that pissed me off. And then not to mention the fact that like I almost lost it when I thought that I had to go back to Lowe's to replace the toilet seat because it doesn't fit on the fucking toilet. No, it just had to be cut. Anyway, so then, you know, then it also feels terrible when Matt has to come save the day because I'm going to cry. And he had to cut it and whatever. And it's fine. We survived. But that kind of shit pisses me off where I'm like, this should just be, again, I think I talked about this on the podcast a few weeks ago, but there should be a homeowner's guide for shit like that for girls. You know what I mean? Where it's just like, this is stuff you should know. Like, you can replace a toilet seat and you can put a bidet on yourself. Like, I've done all these things. But there's like little caveats to everything that could make your life a lot easier that no one ever tells you. And it's fucking annoying. So anyways, those are just grievances from my day today. So if that tells you anything.
Oh, man.
Well, I would definitely, that's where we're at.
What do they call that? Support your writing the book of things that people should tell people, women in particular, especially mm-hmm. women in like their 20s and their 30s, because men are dogs and not all men, but mostly men. And sometimes it's nice to know, like, you don't have to ask the question. You already know how to replace a toilet seat, or you already know like what a Phillips head screwdriver is, or like how to change a filter of your air machine.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I just cleaned my AC unit and I had to watch a little YouTube video on how to like get all the grates out, clean it out, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. We should do that for like how to travel by yourself, how to deal with your finances, how to make sure that like your car and how to change your oil in your car.
Yeah, car
like,
one's a good one.
Change your brakes in your car. Things like that, that you shouldn't be going to like a Jiffy Lube and paying $150 for. You could totally just do it in the backyard by yourself with a little patience.
Yeah. I will say the finance thing is really interesting. I was talking to one of my office mates. She's technically not a coworker. We don't work for the same agency. But yeah, we're talking about women in finance or just women's finances in general yesterday. And she has like really interesting takes on it. I mean, all things that I like agree with 100%, but she's just like, I think it's so interesting how like people choose to like a lot more these days, obviously like have financial independence from their partner. And yeah, just like how I still have my house and whatever. Obviously Matt and I aren't married or anything. So it's not like I would get rid of my house, but you know, just like things like that of like choosing to like have different separate finances and then like split everything equally. And
my husband and I do that. It's all 50-50, which is why it's such a struggle if he's like making so much more than me.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are people who I recommend, or I could totally see this happening where you take an approach dependent upon like how much you're bringing or like whatever. It doesn't always have to be 50-50, but of the women that I'm speaking to, more and more people are doing that. I don't know if that's like an epidemic or whatever, but it is a thing. So if you have the ability to like have separate finances or even a separate secret bank account, which I do, like I have a savings account that I don't tell him about. He doesn't listen to the pod anyway. So like, that'll just be for us. And like, I want to have my own, you know, my own life insurance policy. I want to have my own brokerage account. And things like that, because it just makes a lot, sense. So yeah, it's really interesting. You know, we don't need men for everything. You can totally have a baby by yourself because usually they're just like more added stress anyway. So
yeah,
unless, you know, all of us are as lucky as to have a Mateo to help us figure out all that stuff when we're crying, because it sucks when you don't have that.
For sure.
I have a theory, though. I know that this is kind of like our bitch podcast because life is lifing right now. And I have a theory. I don't really subscribe to astrology and like zodiac stuff, but I think it's like endlessly entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
So Uranus is entering into Gemini for the first time in 75 years or 73 years, I think.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Don't quote me on that. Do you want me to
what does
read,
that mean? Like, yeah, you have to tell me what that means.
Well, it means, let me do a little Googling and I'll actually have something that I can share with you. Okay, so Uranus is in Taurus. It's a long-term astrological transition or transit to revolutionize finance, material security, agriculture, environmental systems. So Uranus is an embodiment of radical change in Earth, whereas like Taurus is fixed stability, fixed resources. So right now, if you're finding that you are rethinking a lot or things are breaking down or decentralization of norms in your life, it could be that Uranus. I don't know.
I think it's Uranus.
Is like kind of encouraging these types of like transitional periods. So let me go ahead and just read. This is something I found on TikTok. It's stupid. I don't subscribe to astrology. I think it's just like endlessly entertaining. But for Taurus, because your birthday is in a week, I think.
10 days. 10 days for Spencer's. Sorry. Speaking of, I did want to say sorry for all the bitching, but this is Spencer's birthday episode. Happy birthday, Spence. 38 Happy on the 28th. Birthday. Yeah, crazy.
Woo-woo. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I love that you guys are both Tauruses, too. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's your Taurus rising. Your second house of money and values is affected. Income may fluctuate or come from unexpected sources, and your definition of stability could shift. So stay practical. Stay on top of – and it just says, like, don't let the things go by. Like, pay attention to it, basically. Okay. But, yeah, so I guess, like, things are shifting a little bit, and just take a step back to ground yourself and stay practical with your resources, with your time, with your energy, your anxiety, because it's gonna fluctuate just a little bit. Okay. So Taurus and then Gemini. And Gemini – my husband's a Gemini, so it's kind of like – it's also really aligned with the Chinese – moment in time or the Chinese zodiac where it's that year of the fire horse. So it's very like transformative. It's very kind of like burning the house of cards down to rebuild from the bottom up. Mm-hmm. At least that's the way that I've been kind of thinking about it.
Yeah, totally.
Do you want me to read the Scorpio?
Oh yeah, let's hear yours.
Okay, so Scorpio, Uranus activates your eighth house, so shared finances, debts, or emotional bonds may shift unpredictably, which I can attest to. Mm-hmm. This is a deep transformational phase, psychologically, behaviorally, relationships, and stability. Again, like stability and resources, it's all kind of like shifting. So I'm kind of sick of this fire horse energy. I just want it to be peaceful and calm, and we're literally only in April.
Yeah.
/ May.
But also like, crazy that April's over. I know.
April was a really long month.
It was.
Feel like it was a very tumultuous behavior. Like it was just a lot of emotions that were going on in April. So thank God that's almost over. And we're jumping into May and June. And summer is always very busy for the both of us. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that we're going to get a reprieve any moment in the near future. But hopefully by the end of summer, things will kind of calm down a little bit.
I'm ready.
Because, yeah. Life is lifing.
I know. Yeah.
I would love to hear from a listener or from people if they're having like really hard times or hard moments in their life. Or if you're not, if you're having the like time of your life, tell me and I'll live vicariously through you.
Yeah, literally. I couldn't be me. Could not be me. I mean, I'm also – it's so hard because, yeah, I am so grateful and I'm able to do so many things and I'm able to fulfill all these things that I like – promise myself to, but man, I am pooped. So yeah, it's just like also having a full-time job, like, man, who said going to work 5 days a week? Can we stop that as a grievance? Also, it's like going to work 5 days a week, what a fucking joke, man. Like, that should be illegal. Like, I'm sorry. I think that's crazy. And I know you've been going to the office for a million years, but I cannot even get over the fact that that's so fucking
lame. I don't blame you.
And I hate it so much. Packing a lunch, getting ready, getting dressed every day, like being a real human every day, having to like talk to a bunch of people every day in my office, which I love. I love the people in my office. It's not it at all. And I do think it's so interesting, like reframing that into being like, wow, I get to like meet all these people in Bend that I would have never even known existed, but because we had to get sent back to work, we like got to meet. And so I am grateful for that. But man, yeah, it is trying on my little noggin sometimes. So yeah, here we go. Sometimes I just have to
do you get to wear jeans in the office or do you have to like really wear a like office appropriate clothing.
No, it's very casual. Like I can wear leggings with like boots and like a long sweater even. Like it's very, very chill.
Wow.
I mean, everyone in the office wears jeans for sure. I don't think everyone dresses like I do, but I'm pretty lax because I like to be comfy. If I have to wear these clothes for 10 hours a day, I need to be comfy. I am not wearing like, you know, tight anything. I'm wearing like baggy pants and silly.
You're lucky.
Sweatshirts.
I have to wear like that. Slacks and a blazer, or like a dress and a blazer.
Oh,
or
my
like
god. Heels.
Like I have to have like work office appropriate clothing.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, ew.
Which is not that bad. So I like really wanted to get into itself. Fat. Like I really like looking good.
True.
But yeah, it is kind of sucky that I have to like get dressed and do all that crap. But yeah, anyway,
100%.
We bitched for a whole 35 minutes. I'm really proud of us.
Absolutely. Sorry to everybody who is like looking for something like substantial this week. It's not happening. It's not, you're not going to get it from us, but hopefully everyone liked the episode with Vince last week. It's the best. He is just the best. We love him much. And mom edited the pod.
I cannot believe it took us that long to get him.
I know.
Onto the podcast again. We'll definitely have to remedy that. We'll get him back on sooner for sure.
Yeah, but mom edited the pod and she texted us and she was like, "Oh my god, the episode is so good! I love it." And so I was like, "Yay! I can't wait for everyone to get to hear Min again." Mm-hmm. So also, we just appreciate any of our friends who are constant listeners and also want to come on the pod. So if anyone wants to come, just let us know. But anyways, I think that's enough for us today. I'm like literally brain dead, so I'm gonna go. Try to be productive for the rest of the evening and then do it all again tomorrow. No, I wish I could take off tomorrow as well, but I'm definitely not going to. But anyways.
I have to go into the office tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Happy whatever.
Okay. I go into the office every day. Well, happy Spencer's birthday week. Let's just like hang on to that because we love to celebrate.
All the things.
Yay, Tauruses, my favorite people.
Oh, thank you. All right.
All right. Well, thanks to our executive producer. Appreciate all the work that she's done. We love you.
We love you.
And thanks for being candid.
Bye.
Bye.